that is so true. I know exactly what you mean. Oh, hang on. I'll get you an ashtray.
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Hey. What's going on?
Oh, I just have a friend over from my single parent support group.
Oh, yeah. Unattached moms. I gotta check out that group.
But you don't have a kid.
Are they really strict about that? Because at the dog park, you just show up with a leash and say, that's him by the tree.
It's a single parent group. You need to be a single parent.
Seems a little prejudiced if you ask me.
Hey, Alan, can I use your bathroom or should I just pee off the deck?
No, it's right down the hall. Oh, Greg, this is my brother Charlie. Charlie, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, nice place.
Thanks. She's a little butch for you, isn't she?
Greg is a divorced dad. He's got a daughter around Jake's age.
Well, you can understand my confusion.
You think I joined a support group to pick up women?
No, I think you joined a support group because you're a whiny little wuss. But as long as you're there, you might as well nail a few.
Sex is not what the group's about.
Oh, grow up. You put single men and women on folding chairs in a church basement, they're gonna start mounting each other.
The depths of your degeneracy continue to astound me.
Really? Still?
So, Charlie, I am guessing by the stack of racing forms next to the can, you bet the ponies.
Hey, I'd bet on rabbits if you could get them organized.
Is there a story behind that riding crop hanging on the wall?
Oh, yeah, that's a souvenir from a wonderful weekend in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, you went to the Derby.
Nah, I was at Hilton by the airport. How about you? Do you hit the track?
Yeah, it's actually my second biggest expense after alimony.
So, all your money goes to the nags, huh?
Hey, your brother's funny.
At first. I'll get us some more beers.
Charlie, you smoke cigars?
I'd smoke rabbits if you could keep them lit. So, divorced dad, huh?
Yep.
How long were you married?
16 years.
Whoa. What ended it? Cheating? Drinking? Gambling?
Gay.
Oh. Her?
No.
Wiry, early 40s Charlie eyes the tall, heavy-set Greg.
So what, you didn't want to try drinking or gambling?
2.5 Men, with ITFC audio description.
So what about you, Charlie? Ever been married?
Are you kidding? My brother is definitely not the marrying kind.
Oh, confirmed bachelor.
No, nothing's confirmed. I mean, I just think that variety is the spice of life. And as far as spices go, some people like salt, some people like pepper, some people like salt and pepper. Me, I like women.
Seated, Charlie pulls on his lengthy cigar.
Hey, me too. Some of my best friends are women.
No, don't misunderstand. None of my friends are women.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't.
Oh, damn. I'm gonna have to take a rain check on that beer. I gotta get going.
Okay. We still on for Sunday?
Looking forward to it. Really nice meeting you, Charlie. Maybe I'll see you at the track sometime.
You never know.
You like Santa Anita or Hollywood Park?
Which one do you like?
Oh, I'll go either way.
Apparently.
Oh, he's bad.
You have no idea. Okay, so I'll see you Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Great guy, huh?
Yeah, terrific. How much do you know about him?
Well, I know he's a successful architect. His daughter is a soccer player. He's gay. He has a boat. He went to UC Berkeley.
Okay, back up a little.
Oh, it's a sailboat. It's more of a sloop. He's taking me and Jake out on Sunday.
No. One more.
What? He's gay? What about it?
Nothing. I'm just looking out for you. I mean, does he want to take you sailing, or does he want to take you sailing?
Nerdy brother Alan looks at Charlie with disbelief.
Don't be silly. He knows I'm not gay.
Are you sure? For 16 years, he didn't know he was gay.
Come on, Charlie. You don't believe two men can be friends just because one of them is gay?
It has nothing to do with gay. Imagine he were a straight guy and you were an attractive young woman. Do you think you could just be friends?
How attractive?
What?
I mean, you know, am I kind of cute in a tomboy sort of way, or am I smoking hot and working it?
Okay. Let's start again. Imagine you were a straight guy.
And?
No end. That's it.
Morning. Smart beach houses on the Californian coastline. Podgy housekeeper, Berta.
Berta, how long have you been working for me?
Define working.
What kind of hair conditioner do I use?
I quit.
I use a washout conditioner, then blow dry with a dab of styling gel. But you got me a leave-in conditioner. Why would you get me a leave-in conditioner?
The truth?
Please.
It came with a free lady chic.
Berta, my hair is important to me.
All right, don't get your panties in a bunch.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
It means don't get so agitated that your undergarments become entangled within your crack.
Hey, 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 I am not agitated. I just like having extra body without, you know, stiffness.
Alan and Greg return home with their kids.
Okay, why don't you guys go hang outside while we throw together some lunch?
Okay, come on, Sophie.
This is a cool house.
Yeah, that's my weekend place. I have a second home in the valley.
I think they like each other.
Oh, Jake is smitten. I usually only see that look on his face when we go to the pancake house.
Hey. Hiya, Charlie.
Hey, how'd the sailing go?
Oh, great, perfect weather.
Here, I brought you a present.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those Cuban fellas you like puffing on.
Very sweet, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Charlie's look turns suspicious as he takes the cigar.
Did you do something different with your hair? Looks nice. Don't get me started.
Out on the decking.
So, when did you find out about your dad?
Find out what?
That he's gay?
My dad's not gay.
You sure? My dad is.
Not kidding.
Yep.
You smell like strawberries.
It's my lip gloss.
Cool. Does it taste like it smells?
You want to find out?
Sure.
Jake swipes some lip gloss with his finger. Jake sucks his finger with approval. Greg's pretty brunette daughter is disappointed. That evening, Jake and Charlie watch TV.
Can we watch a soccer game instead of basketball?
What are you, nuts?
Sophie says soccer's the most popular sport in the world.
Well, they don't need us to watch it.
Charlie swigs from a beer bottle while Jake thinks.
You know what would be a good idea? Maple syrup lip gloss.
Charlie gives Jake a dubious look. Alan enters the lounge.
Your mom will be here any minute. I thought I told you to get ready.
I'm ready.
Did you do your homework?
No.
Jake, I promised your mother you'd have it done.
Well, next time you'll know better.
Plain, chubby-faced Jake walks out. Alan sits next to his brother on the sofa.
I think Jake has a thing for your boyfriend's daughter.
He's not my boyfriend. We're friends.
Friends, huh? Alan, when an intelligent, successful, attractive man wants to be friends with you, something is amiss.
Excuse me, but if Greg were to be interested in anybody around here, it would be you.
Yeah, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you talking about?
Come on, Charlie. You got to admit, you put out a special kind of vibe.
You don't mean special. You mean special. And I don't.
You're 40 years old. You've never been married. You play the piano. You're meticulous about your appearance.
Hey, 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 hey. I've got a riding crop in my bathroom that never touched a horse.
Your bathroom also has two kinds of skin moisturizer, various hair gels, colognes, powders, and emollients.
I only have one moisturizer. The other one is a sunblock with moisturizer.
Right, right. You need that sunblock for when you lean out the front door to get the paper.
There's no shade out there in the morning, Alan.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me for not wanting to spend my 50s looking like a catcher's mitt.
All right, all right. Let's scoot away from the clinique counter for a minute. And discuss some of the people you've attracted.
Okay, okay. You're thinking about that time at the House of Blues, and there's no way I could have known that was a guy.
He was 6'2 and could palm a medicine ball.
I was drunk. He was tucked, taped, and gorgeous.
Charlie, you brought home a dude in a dress.
A dude who wanted to be a woman, which means he was looking for a straight man, which is me.
Rationalize it any way you want. But he still sends you flowers on Valentine's Day.
Only because I was a gentleman.
So, how was your weekend?
It was okay. We went sailing.
Oh, how nice. What else?
Nothing.
Night. Alan's ex-wife, Judith, drives Jake home through the city.
Oh, yeah, I think Dad's gay now. That was a red light, Mom.
So, Charlie, I haven't seen you in a while. What's up?
Why does something have to be up? Can I just drop by and say hello?
$350 an hour, you can say anything you want.
Okay, well, there is something that's been kind of gnawing at me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this friend of mine...
Your friend?
Yeah, a friend.
It's your money, Charlie.
Okay, okay. Is it possible that I could be gay without knowing it?
Why do you ask?
Well, my brother's got this friend, and...
We're talking $7 a minute.
No. This friend's real. He's gay, and apparently I triggered his gaydar.
Well, I can understand that.
You can? You can?
Let me ask you something, Charlie. Have you ever had sex with a man?
No, absolutely not. All right, I copped a feel once, but I was drunk and he had breasts.
The shrink scribbles on her pad. Alan arrives at Judith's house.
Hey, is Jake ready?
Jake, your father's here. He'll be right out.
Good. So, how've you been?
Good, and you?
Good.
Alan looks suspiciously at Judith.
Oh, come here, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. What did I do?
Oh, Alan, you don't have to hide anymore. Jake told me all about you and Greg, and I just want you to know I completely support you.
Oh, gee, Judith.
Is that him in the car? Gee, he's cute. Hello? Oh, and that must be his daughter. I can see why Jake has a crush on her.
Yeah, we're taking him to the movies.
Oh, this makes so much sense. I can't believe I didn't see this when we were married.
See what?
Oh, come on, Alan. You picking out my clothes? Your neat fetish? The show tunes? The sex?
There was no sex.
Exactly. All these years you were so miserable, and look at you now. You're glowing.
No, wait, hang on a second. The reason that there was no... Really? I'm glowing?
Mm-hmm. To think all this time I've been blaming myself because the marriage didn't work out.
No, I'm pretty sure you've been blaming me.
It was nobody's fault, Alan. I'm just so glad that you finally accepted who you really are.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Sophie.
You boys are so cute with your double dates.
Listen, Judith.
I almost forgot. Your mother told me to tell you that she's behind you 100%.
When did you talk to my mother?
Well, after Jake told me, I called her.
Why?
We had a little bet. It's not important.
Charlie's still with the psychiatrist.
I mean, okay. I do care about my appearance. Plus, I've got mother issues and a bit of a flair for interior design. You know, sconces, throw pillows, bric-a-brac. But when it comes to penises, I am pretty clear that the only one I want winking at me is my own.
Trying to convince here, Charlie, me or you?
You. And then I want you to convince me.
Why do you need convincing?
What? Good question.
Thanks. Once in a while, I get a little wood on the ball.
I mean, it has been suggested to me that all of my womanizing is just my way of overcompensating.
And who suggested that?
Mostly the women I was overcompensating on top of.
Well, this is a very interesting area, but I'm afraid we're out of time.
What? No, we can't stop here.
Well, I have a patient waiting, Charlie.
Hold on a sec.
Charlie marches out into the waiting area.
Here, go get yourself something to eat. Come back in an hour.
He hands the grief-stricken woman some money.
Okay, new clock. My mom took my temperature the baby way till I was 8 years old.
The psychiatrist looks serious and begins writing as Charlie crosses his legs and settles back. At the cinema, Greg and Alan watch the movie, with Jake and Sophie sat between them. Jake offers Sophie popcorn, then some Coke. She gratefully accepts, so he offers her more. Alan and Greg smile at each other across their happy children. Jake turns to his father.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
It's okay if I'm not gay, right?
Alan looks reprovingly at his son. Later, they return to their beachside home.
Jake, listen. You and I need to clear the air about something.
After I call Sophie.
You just saw her. What do you need to talk about?
It's boy-girl stuff. You wouldn't understand.
Jake leaves Alan speechless. Berta approaches.
Hey, Alan, your mom called. She gave me the news.
Oh, God.
Come here. I'm proud of you, Zippy. The world is a much happier place once you figure out whether you're the pin or the cushion.
Berta heads off.
Good night.
Alan finds his brother drinking in the kitchen.
Charlie?
Yeah?
I think I might be gay.
What'd you do, Alan?
Nothing, but I'm starting to put the pieces together.
Which piece did you put where, Alan?
I'm just thinking that I've failed at every female relationship I've ever had.
Oh, come on. That makes every man in the world gay.
Let me finish. I've been unhappy for most of my life. I never really fit in anywhere. And now, suddenly, I'm happy. Some might even say I'm glowing.
There is a big leap between glowing and flaming.
I'm just saying that this friendship with Greg has been, you know, so easy and fun, and everybody else just seems happier thinking I'm gay. Maybe that's the answer.
What was the question?
Who is Alan Harper?
Well, that's easy. Alan Harper is an idiot.
Why is my sexuality so threatening to you?
It's not threatening.
Hmm?
I am not threatened.
Is that so?
Okay. Okay. Now you listen to me. You're not gay. I'm not gay. Nobody's gay.
Nobody's gay.
Not in this house!
Where are you going?
I have to buy some new hair conditioner.
Charlie storms off. Alan's giving Greg a lift home.
So that was a good meeting tonight.
That was okay. But some of those single moms get real gossipy.
Oh, like Rebecca Milford?
Oh.
Yackety, yackety, yackety.
Did you see what she had on?
Who could miss it? A woman that size should not wear paisley.
Okay, thanks for the ride.
Oh, no problem.
So are we still taking the kids to the mall Saturday?
Are you kidding? I'm taking Jake to the mall Friday so he can have cool clothes to wear to the mall Saturday.
Okay. So maybe I'll see you there Friday. Okay. Bye-bye.
Greg, wait.
Yeah.
Alan grabs Greg and kisses him.
Alan?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
I was just, you know, checking.
Checking what?
Well, it's not important. I just thought that, you know, possibly I might be... Never mind.
Alan, you're not gay.
Are you sure?
Do you find me sexually attractive?
No.
Do you find any man sexually attractive?
No. Well, maybe George Clooney.
Clooney doesn't count. Trust me, you're not gay.
Okay.
You seem disappointed.
I feel like I'm letting a lot of people down.
Alan, it's okay to be straight.
Yeah, I guess. So just to put all our cards on the table, you're not at all attracted to me.
No, so. You're not my type. Now, Charlie, on the other hand...
What about him?
He's very pretty.
Get out of my car!
What?
You think Charlie's so pretty? Go to the mall with Charlie.
Oh, come on, Alan, we're friends.
Yeah, no, I'm always the friend. Everybody wants Charlie.
Alan, you're not gay.
Yeah, well, there's a principle involved. Good night.
Suit yourself.
Alan talks to himself as he drives away.
Well, at least I know who I am.
a heterosexual nut job.
Can't believe you broke up with Sophie's dad.
I'm not... I'm sorry.
You know what would help this room? Get rid of all these lamps and put in some track lighting. Much more flattering.
What are you eating?
Lip gloss.